Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're talking about getting out of your norm and having a personality shift. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Casual Fridays REI consulting program. Guys, basically, we're here to help. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help picking and pricing a county, or you've been at it for a while and you're looking for some help on ways to expand. All you got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com. Click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch to help you get started.
Happy Monday.
Hey, what's going on?
Welcome back to another week.
Thanks.
It's glorious to see you here.
All right, you too.
I'm glad that we're continually growing our shows. I was actually scrolling some other podcasts this week, which I never really do. And I was just actually Googling different names and podcasts just to see what all popped up. And I ran into one that was, they were like a Casual Fridays variant. And they were celebrating their epiversary of 20 episodes. It was in 2016. They're not around anymore. So I was like, maybe we're onto something here.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you remember when we started this, I had looked up the length of an average podcast, like how long they last, right? And the statistic is that most podcasts fail after 16 episodes.
Wow.
And this is 90, I think.
I think so.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, so are we going to do an epiversary for 100?
We got some big things coming on 100.
Ooh, I like big things, and I cannot lie. I'm still stuck on that from last week.
Yeah, you know what I'm stuck on is the last Wednesday's show, the poop knife. I still...
I listened to that today because I was catching up on them, and I'd about started crying. I was laughing so hard because I could just feel the tension from you, and I hope our listeners enjoyed that because to me, that was just pure gold.
Yeah, well, it was something.
Yep, not gold. Chocolate gold.
Something you cut the knife up with.
Yep. Oh, I think it shows our humor and that we're not all serious all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
we're about to get serious.
We're about to get serious. And when by personality shifts, you don't mean like me and my split personalities, do you?
No, I'm not. I don't wish that on anyone. I don't want anyone to develop that or have it or deal with it.
Okay, so what are you talking about here?
Well, we're talking about... getting used to like changes and taking on things you don't want to do and everything that comes with being your own boss.
Yeah. And when I heard this, I went back to this thing. I can't remember where I saw or where I heard it, but it was this guy who was talking about, he was made it from nowhere, self-made guy, multimillionaire, couple businesses. He's our age. He started the typical cliche story. I was homeless. I didn't have anything. And now I own 5 businesses and I'm this tech guru, blah, blah, blah. But what he said in some of that, some of that I don't believe. I'm just going to say it. I'm just not going to say his name because I don't want him to be mad at me, but I don't believe some of that stuff because I think that the underdog story sells. I think that we all have histories. We all have things that were good and bad in our life. But what he did talk about was a personality shift, and we have to make a conscious effort to be willing to shift a little bit because we are where we are because of what we do. And, you know, for me, I like talking to people, but I'm not super, like, I don't like to be techie. I don't like to learn how to use a bunch of software. I don't want to do that. But I know that in my business, I've got to take some of that on. And, you know, I'll put you on blast. You like to sit back in the cut. And now you're a host of a podcast where you have to talk into a microphone to 100,000 people every week. And that's a big change for you. Just coming out and having to be a little bit more, I would say, extroverted. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't say that I don't like it. There was a time when I was like all about being an extrovert. Like when I was selling real estate, you couldn't catch me staying at home. But then I went to work on the railroad and I didn't talk to anyone for 4 years.
You talked to one guy a day.
And
your engineer.
Yeah. So it's definitely not like, I don't love it. Like you could offer to pay me to go talk in front of several thousand people. And it's not that I'd be nervous to do it. I'd be like, that just doesn't fit what I want to do.
Yep.
And unless it was contributed to the growth or something, then I'd jump out there and I'd do it.
Yep.
Right. And that's what it's all about when you become your own boss, because there's so much stuff that so many people don't like to do. I've seen one person say she hates talking to people. She's so introverted that she does everything through email. But you can't be so successful in this business if you're just refusing to get on the phone.
Yeah, there's going to be a growth stoppage there because you are getting in your own way. And I think that's a very important topic that everybody wants to dance around, because you see different groups or different organizations or different courses. I don't call them gurus, but teachers of this craft and trade. And like you look at like a team like Steve and Jill at Land Academy, super solid teams and super successful. And they play the this is Steve's role and this is Jill's role, which is great. You've got like the other guys that all have their own roles and they built their teams around them and the things they do. But, you know, unfortunately, if you don't have a partner that's doing that for you, you have to take on some of that responsibility. So you can't just say, oh, I'm the data guy. That's all I'm going to do is the data. Well, no, unless you set your business up that way, you can't do that. You're going to have to be a sales guy to a point or get it to somebody that's a salesperson on your team.
Well, even in that case, you still need to do it long enough to figure out the pain points of each thing so that when you do hire a VA or when you hire a
contractor or whatever,
whoever, then you know what to teach them, what to tell them to do, how to handle the job and whatnot.
Or make sure that you can, you know the KPIs well enough to know that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like so I had lunch with one of our listeners this week or this past week, and uber successful in the real estate game, just left his big sales job that he had to sell real estate full time. And he does a model like the other guy that's uber successful. And they both shop Texas area. Their acquisitions are what they are. They use the direct mail method that we teach and that, you know, others teach. But they, as soon as they get it inbounded, they get it through title, they send it to a realtor. Realtor or the broker takes care of the pictures, takes care of the listing, takes care of all that. And they have a requirement that they require. And then they put it on a market and sell it. So they don't want to deal with the phone calls, the negotiations on that back end. So they've built their business around that, but they've really honed into it. But they have to know what their expectation is. You know, they have to know what's out in the market for them to list and what to do and how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the toughest part about all this, because I sit here and think about it while you're talking about it, and I've thought about this, when, you know, just in life in general, is you got to make that choice that you're ready to do all this.
Oh, you're exactly right.
And that's the toughest part, is like saying, I know I need to do this, and now I'm going to commit to it, and I'm going to do it. Even if I hate it, I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to do it.
No, you're exactly right.
Right. That's where most people get hung up, and that's when they quit, because they don't make that choice in their head to say, here we go.
Yeah, and I am 100% guilty of that. I just told you I don't like using different softwares. I probably got some subscriptions to listing sites that I just don't list because I don't like doing it. But when I do it, and I'm like, make the conscious effort, hey, I'm getting backed up on inventory, let me go ahead and get it on all my platforms real quick. Stuff starts selling, stuff starts moving, and I feel good. And I'm like, why didn't I just do this in the first place? Mm-hmm. Get out of your own way, Justin. Do what you tell people to do and make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, getting in your head, man, it's just the worst thing you can do to your success.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the second that you put that doubt or that fear in your mind and you let it control you, it's over.
You're exactly right. Exactly right. Preach. I don't think they're listening. Say it again. It's over. Get in your head. It's over.
And that's why we're not about that here. I mean,
no.
You got to, you know, you got to persevere. You got to do things you don't want to do, and you just got to keep moving and make those choices that you're going to change. Because it's just like this show, right? When we first started, it was really nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, and the show sucked. They were terrible, right?
Well, you mean the content sucked or the sound?
The sound.
The sound sucked. Well, I think the content was good.
I mean, the content itself was probably good, but we weren't in our flow. We weren't, like, connected or anything.
Okay.
And right, and now 90 episodes later, it's completely different. Like, we can just sit down and just talk. But in the beginning, we had notes and yes. Show notes and things, scripts, right?
Yeah, we have to hit these points. Yeah, now it's you have a couple of the advertisements to make sure we hit our advertisement mm-hmm. stuff. But no, there's no show notes.
And that's how it would be in your business. Like, at first, if you're scared to, I don't know, pull data or something, it may take you a long time to do it. You may get nervous. You may hate it. But it's going to get easier and easier. Before you even know it, it's like just something you do. It's just what's the word I'm looking for? It's just done.
Yeah, it's just a normal day, normal task. It's not like, it's like going to the restroom or brushing your teeth.
And it's the same with sales calls. Oh, you know, I even noticed this too, like, because I hate taking acquisition calls and I hate, you know, all those people calling in, either wasting your time or yelling at you or something. And when you first get started, or at least for me, when I first got started, I was like, man, this is terrible. I don't want to do this. And then it just keeps coming, and you keep taking the calls, and you keep handling it. All of a sudden, that stuff just goes away. You're like, okay, whatever. You're mad. I don't care.
Yep. Delete in my Pat Live email. Delete in my Pat Live. Just glance up. They're not. Oh, hung up. Click. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Delete, delete, delete. And then you get the good one. And then you look at it, and you go, holy crap, this really works. And then you sell that property, and you make 5, 10, 20. You make your first $60,000 profit property. Freaking sweet.
You're whispering right now.
I want these people to listen really close here, because that will happen for you.
you're going to have a day where you make your first five, your first 20, you make your first $150,000 okay. profit property. It's going to be fucking amazing.
Amazing.
It'll be amazing. Yep. It's that, I mean, that definitely happens. So
that's why we come back. You know, that in itself is why we come back to this every time. You know, those that get in the way and go shop, they seek advice from every person that's willing to listen to them. They go to every person they've heard on a podcast. They go to this asking for this. And then they end up having 17 different ways to do it. And they just keep throwing all, regurgitating all 17 different ways to do it to the next person. And they say, yeah, any one of those ways will work. And they never take action. They don't get out of their own way. They play the victim. And it's just a super woe is me. And they're not successful.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other topic right there, is blaming others for your lack of success. But
yeah, and I'm not going to say they're blaming others. I'm just going to say they're so stuck in their own ways, they won't make that pivot, that shift, that audible, just to give it a try. Try something out of your comfort zone just a little bit for a little, give it some time, let it marinate, and the steak's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. What do you consider a little bit of time?
In this business, you got to be consistent at it for at least 6 months to see. I mean, and we're showing that right now with Jen. I mean, she's just moved. She's sold her house. They're moving in with family. Well, their other house is under contract, so they can do that. She's got two properties that have contracts out on them. She's got eight more, and it's just life's in the way right now. It'll move forward. She'll get out of this. They're going to sell. She's going to make some money. She's gonna be like, okay, now it makes sense. She sent her mail out in March. Here we are, July. Property's listed. Eight from the state, ready to go. But hey, I'm just kind of, life's busy right now. It's kids are out of summer. I'm a school teacher. I'm out of summer. That's it. I mean, that's just what it is until you get in that routine. Make a couple sales. I had a lunch meeting with Jake. He was one of my first consultant. I want to say one of my first or early on consultant clients. I brought him from house wholesaling over to land, and him and his family opened a business together. He ended up wanting to do it on his own, so he left his family. He's been doing it on his own. And since he went back on his own in the last 2 or 3 months, he's done 14 deals.
Wow.
So this is real. You know, he understands it now. He went away from it for a couple months while he was trying to get some other stuff handled. He got a new career, got up and going on that, and is doing this part-time. And that's huge.
Is his family still doing this? Is he competing against them?
No, they have some inventory still that they're bleeding off, I think. They bought a new house and were doing a remodel, so they were wanting to get that done before they got back into the land business too.
So life just got in the way.
Yeah, life gets in the way sometimes, but you have to stay consistent. You have to not let your old habits get in your way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say 6 months too. You got to stay consistent, trying everything. I mean, I'd look back at like old jobs, and when you hire someone new, you're always thinking that first 3 months are still just trying to figure out mm-hmm. what's going on, you know?
And then at 6 months, they look at you and they repeat everything that mm-hmm. they're supposed to know and what they're doing. They go, oh, crap, I actually know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Unless you're just a terrible employee, like, you know, I was or am or whatever, and then 5 years into it, you ask me a question, I'm still like, huh? Is that something you do?
Or? So what if your boss listens to this show and he's just like, yep, he's a terrible employee. Just, yep, that's he's got the nail on the head.
Well, then that case, you just roll with it.
Hey, Adam, I've been listening to your podcast here, and here's your end-of-year review. Yep, you are a sucky employee, but we're going to keep you on. We're not firing you, so keep coming back.
Hey, if you can work that kind of deal out, work it out.
Oh, man.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, go keep going.
No, just one other thing, you know, from the Casual Fridays closed group that we have, noticed a success story in there. One of the guys who's been scared to pull the trigger had a mailer go bust before he found us, did the coffee money real estate investing thing, and I think they made like 1,400% return on a piece of property they bought. Bought it for $50, sold it for $700 plus doc fee for $900, I think, something like that. Yeah. You know, and then that one trigger there had them buy 11 more and ready to do their next mailer. So, I mean, that's what it's about. It's about mm-hmm. having a little bit of faith. Old you got you where you are. New you is going to take you farther. So make the personality shift, be uncomfortable for a little bit, deal with it, and be successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great story. I read that on the closed group, and it was neat. It was fun to see that. I'm sure that first deal paid for all more than
it paid all for 11. All of them. Yeah. Yeah.
And plus some profit, I guess.
Yeah.
At least close to it, if not some.
Yeah, I would be willing to bet. I mean, I think he paid between 50 and I think he paid $50 a property. So if he bought 10 of them, that's $500. Yeah. Sold one for, you know, $900 with the doc fee. Mm-hmm. You're money ahead.
Yeah, that was cool. Okay, anything else?
No, that works.
All right, we'll call it right there then. It's been a strong Monday. Do us a favor, guys. As always, go to Facebook, go to Instagram. Find us at Casual Fridays REI. Give us a like. And then go to Stitcher, go to iTunes, go to wherever else you're listening to us, like the show, review the show, subscribe to the show, and we appreciate it. We love you, and we'll see you Wednesday.
Great. Bye, guys.